An unprecedented number of high-level corruption cases have been uncovered in the past months in the Czech Republic. Police and state attorneys appear to be investigating corruption charges brought to them with greater urgency. The arrest of Ronald Adams, the CEO of Czech truck maker Tatra this week, is the latest scandal, adding a new layer to an ongoing investigation. Marsha Walensky reports.
The Brno police arrested Ronald Adams on Tuesday on bribery charges, but a municipal court ruled late that day that Mr. Adams was not at flight risk and did not need to be remanded in custody for the duration of the investigation. Brno state attorney Jan Petrasek is investigating Mr. Adams on charges that in 2009 he offered a bribe in order to secure a military contract with the Czech army. The main witnesses against him are former defense minister Martin Barták and arms dealer Michal Smrš. Yet Mr. Barták and Mr. Smrš have themselves been under investigation since 2011, also in a bribery case surrounding the purchase of Tatra trucks for the military in 2008. It so happens that Mr. Adams is one of the three key witnesses in that case. Radio Prague asked Janek Kropa, an investigative journalist from the daily Mladá Fronta Dnes, about the incongruities in this he-said-she-said situation.
The weird part about the case is that Mr. Barták is charged on the basis of testimony of William Cabanes, the ex-ambassador in Prague, and Duncan Sellers, another employee of Tatra, that he met them in 2008 in the United States and approached them and asked for the money. And a year later was supposed to happen this meeting when Adams was supposed to approach Barták with the proposal of a bribe. That's the first strange part. Second strange part is that Mr. Barták comes up with the accusation of Mr. Adams after he is accused himself. So it obviously was part of the defense of Mr. Barták. What we don't know is why the police is on one side acting against Mr. Barták and on the other side against Mr. Adams.
It is important to note that the state's attorney in Ostrava, who has been working on the Barták-Smrš case, and Mr. Petrasek in Brno do not seem to be communicating about the evidence in the two closely related cases. Tatra spokesperson Vladimir Bystrov said that the case that is being brought against the head of the company is an attempt to discredit him as a witness. Mr. Adams appeared on Czech television on Tuesday evening, confident in his innocence and maintaining that his arrest and the case being brought against him is an attempt to threaten him and possibly other witnesses in the Barták case. I asked Vladimíra Dvořáková, a professor at Prague School of Economics and an expert on corruption, if she shared the same view.
In case of Mr. Barták, it's not only the case of Tatra, but there are other cases that he is connected with. It also happened in several times that someone who gave some evidences or was a witness was later investigated by police. So it seems that it's a way how to prevent other people to speak about corruption or to give the information to police. And I think that this is the main reason why also Mr. Adams was investigated by police.
Although the first court hearings in Mr. Barták's case may start in a couple of months, the layers of all the unexplained deals of some Czech politicians and their business partners may prove to be hard to uncover. Ms. Dvořáková attested to the deeply rooted corruption in Czech politics.
I think the case of Mr. Barták or the other cases that are now investigated really give the evidence that high politics is very much connected with corruption.
Vladimíra Dvořáková talking to Masha Walensky.